California's community college system is reporting just a slight increase in the number of student graduations and transfers to four-year universities in 2018. A new report shows less than 1% increase last year in the number of students who earned a degree or a credential, a 3% rise in students who transferred to University of California or Cal State University campuses. To discuss the progress, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by L.A. Ortiz Oakley, Chancellor of California Community Colleges. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So 1% and 3%, do you consider that a success?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me on. I would say that the results are not what we would like to see. They're still disappointing, but we are trending in the right directions, and we've set in motion a number of initiatives and reforms that we think will have a significant impact on these numbers going forward.
Such as?
Such as we have changed the way that colleges are looking at placing students in transfer-level math and English classes. We have done away with standardized placement exams, which were significantly underplacing students, particularly low-income students, in classes that are below transfer level. So we've had a lot of students taking classes that, because of the way that they tested, never should have been in those classes. So that reform is taking effect now. We've also significantly increased the amount of funding per student going into the community colleges. We are just digging ourselves out of the recession, and we're now at a point where we feel that we have enough student supports, enough reforms in process, that we'll see these numbers go up.
Okay. And when you talked about student placements, I'm not sure I understood that.
Sure. So in years past, similar to the way people are talking about the SAT and the ACT these days for four-year universities, we've had placement exams in the community colleges. So if a student comes right out of high school, they're asked to take a placement exam that essentially dictates where that student will be placed in math and English. What we've learned over the last several years is that these tests tell us nothing about the student's ability to succeed in classes. So particularly those students who come from low-income communities, they were scoring very poorly on these tests, and we were placing them in courses that they should have never been in based on their high school performance. So we're changing that policy. We're eliminating the need for these tests, and we're placing students in the classes they deserve based on their high school performance.
How much of the inability to get to the next level is based on kids who have to work, kids who have
right.
to support themselves or their families?
Well, one of the key initiatives we have going on this year is to increase the amount of financial aid available from the state of California to community college students. Our students, while paying very low tuition in the California community colleges, live in communities that are very high cost. So many of our students have to work, sometimes two and three jobs, just to make ends meet, as well as pay for their college. So our students, less than 10% of them have received aid from the Cal Grant system. We feel that that is not in the best interest of the state or our students, so we are proposing a bill, Senate Bill 291, Senator Connie Leyva, to improve access to the Cal Grant system for community college students, which we think will have a very positive impact on their ability to go full-time.
How many more do you think would end up with a Cal Grant if it's 10% now?
Well, if it's 10% now, we see that over time, our proposal is to fund it over 6 years. We would see at least somewhere around a 30% increase annually in the amount of students who would gain access to the Cal Grant system through this special financial aid set aside.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate your time. That's Eloy Ortiz Oakley, Chancellor of California Community Colleges.